Good evening, folks. Glad that you're here tonight with us. It's a beautiful day, and it's a wonderful day to come and worship God. Amen. Our text tonight is taken from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, and then Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Okay. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. I want to preach a very basic sermon tonight. It is something that you already know. But as Paul liked to do to the Christians, wherever he went, he liked to remind them about things. So tonight, I want to remind you about the Christian home. I think we forget what a Christian home is supposed to be. First of all, a family are two people that have entered wedlock and are living together. And I'm going to specify two people, man and woman, husband and wife, not just two people. A home is a family living together happily. A Christian home. A family who are Christians and their aim is to please God, putting God first in their life. So, thank you. A Christian home is made up of people that want to serve God faithfully. I'm going to be talking tonight about the wife, mom. I'm going to be talking about the husband, the man. I'm going to be talking about the children that are supposed to obey. And then we'll be mentioning the parents. First of all, we're going to talk about the woman. First there was man, and then there was woman. For Adam, there was not found a helper comparable or suitable to him. So in verse 22, God took a rib out of man, and he made woman. And he brought her to the man. I don't know if you've ever heard this or not. This is the first wedding that had ever taken place. And in verse 23, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man." Well, let's begin by what is a wife? A wife is a woman that is very special. She was taken from a rib near the man's heart. She is a companion for that man. A man is not complete without a woman. And she is a gift from God. The wife is to be a helpmate. That means a suitable helper. Folks, she is not the old lady. Don't ever refer to your wife as the old lady. She is your wife, and you love her. They are to be loved. In Galatians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. I have heard many husbands complain about their wives being bitter toward them. We need to be careful of that. Why did you marry that woman, sir? Because you loved her? Then remember that you loved her and treat her as such. Well, she's changed, really. Yes, she's gotten older and she tried to put up with you, and so she's changed. We need to work together so we all change for the better. Corresponding to him or fit or meet or suitable is a Hebrew word, indicates neither superiority nor inferiority. It simply points out that the woman was made to fit into man's needs. God did not take a bone from the man's head to make the woman for her to rule over him, nor did he take a bone from his foot for him to tread upon her. He took a bone from near the heart to love and to cherish that woman. A wife is to love her husband. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting to the Lord. So what is the woman's role? She's not to rule over him. It is sad to say many women use means to get their way. If they don't do that, they say, well, it's just my duty to do it. No, neither one is right. You love that man and you take care of him because you love him, because you love Christ and you love God and you want to be what God wants you to be. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. We all know that. Or a contentious man. We put that in there too. It's not just the women. And then we look at the mothers. We know that the woman that rocks the cradle rules the world. Why is that? Because mom spends more time with the kids than dad. But let me tell you something, mom. Give it 100%. Be 100% true to your family. In the home, there is no equal. There is no weak equal to the woman. In this domain, she reigns as queen. She loves the children. You know, mom remembers things that dad don't remember. My wife often talks to me about what the kids did when they were little and said, I don't remember. But she does. Just like the mother of Jesus, she remembered those things and kept them in her heart. Mom makes sure the house is clean, the children are fed and have clean clothes. That's what a wife, is supposed to do, a Christian wife. And then we have, dad. What is man? Well, he's the husband. No greater possession. In Proverbs 18, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. He is to be the head of the house. He is not the boss. Men, if you think you're the boss in the house, get rid of that, please. The man does not tell a woman how far to jump, and she turns around and asks him how far. If you love her, you'll never do those kind of things to her. You'll get together, and you'll work together doing things because you are to love her. Jesus never mistreated his church. And he never will, so never mistreat your wife. We are to love our own wife as we love ourselves. And I'll tell you now, I don't hate myself. I try to take care of myself. So therefore, I try to take care of my wife. Can I brag just a moment? My wife has 4 sisters and 3 brothers. All of them has high blood pressure. Except her. I'm going to take credit for that, for placing my wife where she needs to be, taking care of her. Men, when the wife gives permission for one of the or the children to do something, do not overrule her in front of the children. You may know something that mom don't know, that the reason they shouldn't go. If you don't like what she has done, go into a room away from the children and discuss it quietly with love and work it out. Now, mom may change her mind or you may change your mind. Don't overrule her in front of the children. I can tell you, honestly, that my mom and dad, married for over 62 years, never had a fight. At least I never heard them. Because when they had a difference of opinion, they went into another room. And obviously they discussed it. I never heard them fight over one thing. Dads, be a role model. Be what the kids expect you to be. Years ago in the Reader's Digest, I printed an article with an unusual title, 9 words which will stop juvenile delinquency. Those 9 words were, put the father back at the head of the house. As I remember it, it was not intended to cast any reflection upon the role of mothers. It did recognize, however, that the fathers have a major role, in an indispensable role, in setting guidelines and being the proper role model for the children in the family. And when fathers relinquish their role, the children suffer irreparable damage. The entire family structure is weakened, and society will have to pay dearly for such parental irresponsibility. And yes, I know of men that will not discipline the children. They leave it up to mom. I hope you don't do that. I know that mom has to do it when dad's away, and they need discipline. They need discipline now. But when dad, when you were there, you helped mom out with the discipline of those children. And I'm not going to tell you how to discipline, because there's many different ways that you can. And fathers, give it all you have. 100% true to your marriage. Marriage is not a 50-50 proposition. Marriage is a 100% proposition. Mom giving 100% and dad giving 100%. Fathers need to spend more time with their children. There are those fathers that like to go out and play golf. Oh, they like to sit in front of the TV and watch every sport activity that's on the TV or whatever the hobby may be and pay no attention to their children. Please don't do that. Spend time with them. Don't pick on them. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Yes, I know a father that picked on his son, and the son would get upset because he'd asked dad to quit, and dad wouldn't quit. The son get mad, and then dad would hurt him a little bit. Not seriously, but enough to make him cry. Don't provoke your children. Control your anger. He who's slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Well, now we've had mom and dad. Now let's pick on the children. What is a child? A child is one that hopefully respects his parents. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. Kids, your mom and dad is not the old man and the old woman at the house. You see, I used to be a teenager, too, and I remember what folks called their mom and dad. Mom and dad is not the old man and the old woman. because you are to honor your father and your mother, and your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, you are to obey your parents. As long as you slide your little knees up under their table, and you eat their food, and you sleep in their house, and you wear the clothes that mom does the laundry for, you're under their rule. And you are to listen to what they tell you. You need to listen, because they do it because they love you. Well, what are parents? A parent is a husband and wife. They are not a friend and are not a companion, as in today's society. Their living together is not a marriage. That's called fornication in the Bible, very plainly. And that is not what God commands. It is two people that have promised their love to one another before God. How did you treat one another before you were married? You brought flowers to the wife or things, or the wife did special meals or something for the man. How do you treat each other now? What is it like? I found an article that I'd like to read to you, which is very disturbing. I sit in their home and hear the harsh, bitter words they hurl through the air at each other. It is strange that the love they had characterized their marriage has now become more like a battlefield. The children cower behind closed doors in their own rooms and will carry the scars of that evening for the rest of their lives. Surely there must be some place better than this. The sad part is, this takes place in Christian homes where mom and dad have obeyed the gospel and they want to be like Christ. Can you imagine Jesus doing those things, hurling bitter words at someone? Absolutely not. You older folks already know what I'm going to say next. You understand it. Young people, listen carefully when you begin to pick out a mate. There is nothing closer to heaven than a good marriage, where you love one another and take care of one another. There is nothing closer to hell than a bad marriage. We all know that. So mom and dad with children is a family. And children must be disciplined. Young people, mom and dad do not follow you around and see all the things that you like to do and then refuse to let you do them. You may think mom and dad did that, but they didn't. Little story about my youngest daughter. School night, teenager. She said, "Dad, I want to be out till midnight." And I said, "Absolutely not. You'll be home at 10 o'clock. "I want to stay out till midnight." I said, "No, 10 o'clock. "You don't trust me." And I said, "If I didn't trust you, you wouldn't be out till 10 o'clock. You need to think about those things for the kids. Some say they love their children too much to discipline them. Do you really understand the word love? Do you understand what God's word says about that? He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly. If you love your children, discipline them. You may not know this, but children want to be disciplined. The little babies, the cry, when they get to be 1 year old and 2 and 3 and 4, They just see how far they can test you, do they not? Until you stop it. Until you begin the discipline. And again, I'm not going to tell you how, but they must be disciplined. They want guidelines. They want to be told, how far can I go? I have my oldest daughter. You're not going to believe this, but I never had to spank my oldest daughter one time. So well-mannered young lady. Always did what mom and dad asked her to do. Her prom night. Well, before her prom night, she came to mom and dad and she says, what time do you want me to come home after the prom? And I said, sweetie, it's your prom night. What time do you want to come in? No answer. A couple days later, the same question. What time do you want me to come in? And finally, I said, okay, 12 o'clock. She said, fine. She wanted a guideline. Prom night, she was home at 10 o'clock. Because the boy she's with wanted to go to a drinking party somewhere, and she'd have nothing to do with it. And she's still a wonderful daughter today. Well, the other question to parents and family is, where do you eat your meals? In front of the TV? I hope not. Because it's time for conversation. Go to the table where you can talk to the kids again. Jerk them away from the TV. Take those video games away from them if you have to. Make them put them down, their smartphones, whatever they're doing. Come to the table and eat and converse with one another. Mom and Dad, please, always work as a team. Pulling together evenly. Now, I realize that often that there are circumstances where there is only one parent family. Children, you have to help that one parent so much because nothing can replace Dad or nothing can replace Mom. They have to have help. Parents, discipline your children because you love them. I've said before, I have 5 brothers and 3 sisters, and my mother loved me more than any of them, because boy, did I get it. I said one time, Mom, you whipped me when I didn't deserve it. And she said, Jim Martin, you should have got a whole lot more than you got. I guess she did all right. It didn't warp my little mind. I'm standing before you as a gospel preacher instead of a criminal somewhere in prison, so I guess it worked well. Parents, be honest. If you tell someone you're going to do something, be there, whatever it may be, then do it. Because the children are watching. Make sure you don't treat any one of the children any better than you do the other one. Show your love for one another around the family. Yes, Dad, kiss Mom before you leave for work. I don't care if you are upset. Get over it. Because, Dad, when you leave the house, or Mom, you go shopping. Who knows that you're going to return? And you'll be the unhappiest person, maybe the rest of your life, because you do not tell your spouse, I love you. Was the last, I've never been the last thing he never heard. I know of a couple that was over 60 years of marriage. I know the lady would go in and jump up on her husband's lap, and they would sit there and they would cuddle over 60 years of marriage. Need to tell your children you love them too. It's not wrong. When I get on the phone to my brothers, you see how old I am. My brothers are older than me. I'm the baby boy. And before I hang up, I tell them that I love them. I tell my son that I love him. We need to do that more often. However, I have one, my oldest brother will not say I love you. I don't know why. But if I tell him that I love him, he'll say, I do you too. He just can't get that I love you out. So those we love need to hear it often, and we need to mean it. A Christian home is built around love. It is the foundation of the home. You live in a house, but the home is the family. Make it a wonderful place to be. The rewards of a Christian home is wanting to do things together. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We're going to stand in just a moment, and we're going to sing the song that has been selected for the invitation, or the song of encouragement. Mom and Dad, if you're not a Christian, why not be an example for the children and obey the gospel tonight? Maybe it's Dad, maybe you're not the Christian or the mom. Stand up. Be what God wants you to be. Become a Christian tonight. Children, if you're holding back because of mom and dad, don't let them hold you back. Obey the gospel tonight. If you don't know how to do that, you repent of your sins. What is that? That's changing your lifestyle. That's wanting to be what God wants you to be. It's not just saying, well, I'm sorry, and then going back out and doing the same thing. No, it's changing your lifestyle. Confessing that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son, and then being baptized for the remission of all your sins. Walk in newness of life. Revelation 2:10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. You see, becoming a Christian, being baptized, is not the beginning, or is not the end, rather. The end is death. Be faithful unto death. If you have obeyed the gospel, but you've not been mom and dad the way you should be, and you need the prayers of the church, we want to help you with that. We want you to come back to your first love. Would you stand, and as we sing the song of encouragement.
I hear thy welcome voice that calls me, Lord, to thee, for cleansing in thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee.